Last month, the International Union for Conservation of Nature revealed that over half the world's primates, including apes, lemurs, and monkeys, are facing extinction. Several of these 25 primates in peril have fewer than 100 of their kind left. It's a startling truth, but one that doesn't feel close to home. Did you know that our Chesapeake Bay watershed is fighting to save its own endangered species? The small world begonia, for example. This tiny plant is considered the rarest orchid east of the Mississippi. Already extinct in Maryland, it now occurs in only 18 states and is critically imperiled in 14 of them. Much of the problem lies in the soil. Like many orchids, the small world begonia needs a few very specific microscopic fungi to grow. The fungi, in turn, need certain kinds of trees. When the forests are logged or disturbed, the trees change, and this throws the tree-fungus-orchid cycle out of whack. Scientists are trying now to study and reintroduce these fragile flowers to Maryland woodlands. Another endangered local in need of forest is the Indiana bat. Insects would probably love it if they went extinct, as a single bat can eat 3,000 bugs a night. Humans, though, not so much. Those of us who like eating food can thank bats for getting rid of some of the worst crop pests. Habitat destruction is one of the biggest threats to their survival. But in the last few years, a new killer has emerged, white nose syndrome, a disease from a white fungus that covers their muzzles as they sleep. The disease has already claimed more than 1 million bats. Another great pest control species is the Puritan tiger beetle. It's unlikely that you've heard of this insect, but there are only 5,000 left in the world, and 4,500 of them are here in Maryland. Their tiger-like predator instincts make them wonderful at catching irritating bugs, but they have very specific living requirements. Their larvae can only survive in barren, gradually eroding cliffs that deteriorate just enough to keep away plant life, but not enough to harm the population. Since 2006, researchers have been restoring a cliff near our Sassafras River for them by keeping plants away with herbicides. Also small but mighty is the dwarf wedge mussel, which is nearing extinction in Maryland. And if these bivalves went extinct, the bay would sorely miss them. Besides purifying the water from bacteria, harmful algae, and metals, their shells also provide habitat for many of the bay's smaller creatures. Nutrient pollution from land and subsequent low-oxygen zones is destroying their habitats and suffocating them. Our bay has played host to two other aquatic species that face extinction in our area, too: the North Atlantic right whale and the leatherback sea turtle. In the past, excessive whaling caused the right whale population to plummet until today, when there are only 300 to 350 left. Now they're more often killed while accidentally entangled in nets or in collisions with ships, just like leatherback sea turtles. This kind of turtle is the only one without a hard shell and is the largest living reptile. It can weigh as much as a small car. Though leatherbacks generally stick to the open ocean, they rely on beaches to make nests for their eggs, and some have been found in the lower Chesapeake Bay. Hopefully, strong efforts to preserve beaches for them will mean that they can be removed from the endangered species list in time. But for right now, we're listing a lot more often than we're delisting. Want to make a difference for these critically endangered native species? Check in with your local nature center or conservation organization for ways to volunteer. More information about protecting our other native species from extinction is available at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.